Science can be a hard subject to understand, especially upper-level higher ed science courses. A professor in the Northern Panhandle is creatively cracking the code to help his students understand tricky topics. You're walking through the halls of West Liberty University's main hall, and instead of hearing your usual lecture, you hear this. You think, this is kind of interesting, and you pop your head in.
Homes just had to double before I went through all the trouble.
That's Joe Horzempa, an associate professor of biology at West Liberty University, and he has what can be described as an unorthodox way of teaching science. In the lab, Horzempa and his students study vaccines, which is a pretty demanding task, as Horzempa points out.
There's a lot of failure in the laboratory, a lot of experiments that, you know, you would call a failure, but you learn something from every experiment. You develop a construct, you work years on it, and it either doesn't produce the protein correctly, you don't get the antibody response that you thought you were going to get.
But in the classroom, you don't have years to experiment with students to see what will get a response. While you may see some students over again in their time in college, a professor generally only has one shot at getting information across. That's why Horzempa turned to an old pastime he and his friends would do to make themselves laugh to help students learn.
I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool to take my love of music and incorporate it in the classroom somehow? When my friends and I were young, we used to always kind of, you know, a la Weird Al Yankovic, make song parodies. So we'd hear a song and we'd change the words and make each other laugh. And so that's what I do in the classroom.
Some of Horzempa's hits include American Pitosis.
So bye, envelope of the nuclei. Centrioles will form the asters and moon.
Cell Division in the style of Don McLean's American Pie. A song about bacterial byproducts in the style of Piano Man, among others.
I am thick and gram-positive bacteria.
But he is always wary of the effectiveness of the songs themselves.
I don't know. I don't know if it helps them learn the material better. Maybe it does. Maybe the song gets in their head. But I tell you, it makes them want to come to class more, and it makes them enjoy it more. It makes them talk about science a little bit more.
But there's an added benefit that Horzempa may be overlooking, as junior chemistry student Mackenzie Jacobs points out.
Whenever he plays the guitar and sings the songs, it inspires me to be more creative about the topic. It really gets my wheels and my mind spinning, like, oh wow, there are so many cool things you can do with the knowledge that you know.
Horzempa was recognized as the state's Professor of the Year in 2017, but he says it's not awards, but student opportunities that keep him going.
Whenever a student comes to me and says, I made it into medical school, I got into this grad program, I got a job working for this laboratory, that's the stuff that really makes me sort of feel like, oh man, I'm doing something right here. The Professor of the Year thing, not to take anything away from that, that was amazing, but it doesn't change the fact that, you know, I'm here to try and be an influence on these students and to help them to realize their potential.
Helping students realize their potential seems to be going well for Horzempa, as Mackenzie Jacobs, the student you heard from earlier, has just been given 2 grants through West Virginia NASA to research over the summer. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Corey Nollinger in West Liberty.
I am the peptidoglycan.